Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 30th of October 2025. Today's topic is Pray Without Ceasing Series Part 9. Prayer for Children of Leaders and Pastors. Our text is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 1 to 8. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Saviour, who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. Whereunto I am ordained a preacher and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and verity. Verse 8. I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. Key verse. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. I exhort therefore that, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Eli was a revered man of God in Israel. He was the one who saw Hannah praying and assured her that God would grant her request. The answer to that prayer was the birth of Samuel. Unfortunately, while he was faithful in his service to the Lord, his children were living in sin and making God angry. This method is being used by the devil from generation to destroy some leaders' ministry. Whilst the parents are busy preaching the gospel and bringing souls to the kingdom of heaven, the children are being distracted, misguided, and enticed to do contrary to the godly lifestyle that they have been shown. This is why it is very important and necessary to always pray for the children of pastors, evangelists, and other ministers of the gospel. If you are a child of a leader in the church, pray for yourself and for others too. Pray that 1. The Lord will plant his fear in the hearts of our leaders' children. 2. They will seek God early and serve him wholeheartedly. 3. God will frustrate the works of the devil over our leaders' children. 4. The children of the church fathers will lead an exemplary life of love, godliness, and selfless service. 5. The children of our pastors, overseers, missionaries will be preserved from all harms, promoted, and have success in all areas of their lives. Prayer for today. Father, please answer my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, 2 Timothy 3 verse 14 and 15. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.